there was an expectation on the Russian side that the advent of Donald Trump would lead to more prospects of cooperation. But Donald Trump has found that he's had to sign the Countering America's Adversaries Through Sanctions Act, passed by Congress in response to actions by Russia, Iran, and North Korea. And this new legislation, which responds to hacking, alleged hacking in the presidential election, limits the amount of money Americans can invest in Russian energy projects, makes it more difficult for U.S. companies to do business in Russia. The question arises whether or not Russia and America can weather this latest crisis. And the answer is, of course, we'll weather it, but it's going to be difficult, it's going to be new, it's going to be challenging in a way that it hasn't been challenging before. Certainly it won't be a Cold War in the sense that we understood it before. The military alignment is not like what it was when the Warsaw Pact faced off with NATO. The possibility of an accident or an incident, whether it's in Syria or the Baltic Sea or along the coastline or in the new NATO members, the Baltic states and Poland, there's a real possibility of an accident taking place. But I think we don't face the hair trigger possibility of a rapid escalation that we had in the old days. It's very important, if we're considering how bilateral ties can improve, to think short term and to think long term. In the short term, there is a huge deficit of confidence, a deficit of contacts. So in the short term, just having contact with one another, figuring out ways to talk to one another, I think is really imperative so that there won't be mistaken responses or problems. The deeper problem is, what do we think long term? What are we going to do to find Russian and American interests in common? Are we going to be able, through contacts, to figure out whether we do have a common interest in fighting terrorism, that we do have a common interest in the rebuilding of the Middle East after what's happened in Syria? Do we have a common interest in finding common rules in cyberspace or in environmental or other regional issues? You can't get to those longer term issues unless you learn how to talk with one another, unless you relearn the kind of language that we thought we had for the last 25 years.